Don't worry about it.
Do you want to know what I'm doing tonight?
What? Tell me.
Crab legs.
Can I come over?
Sure.
Actually, it's just Dom and I tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Come on over. Well, no, I'm at Bert's house, but you can come.
Oh. Why are you at Bert's house?
Ted woke up in the middle of the night the other night and was like, oh my God. I was like, what? He's like, I've never eaten crab out of the shell. I was like, a lot of people haven't.
Oh.
He's like, I need to experience that.
Oh.
Tell Bert. And I was like, okay. So I bought crab legs.
From where?
And I bought a really good Chardonnay. I bought them from Bristol Farms.
Are they king?
Here's the thing. Of course.
Snow.
Me.
What are the ones? Stoned. There, those are the worst. Stoner's
worst.
So unrewarding. Like,
no,
the juice is not worth the
worth
squeeze.
Not worth the squeeze. You're like, ting, ting, ting. And then you're like.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. Okay, you got a nice Chardonnay.
I got a nice Chardonnay.
What else are you marking with?
Cacio Pepe.
Ugh.
Right?
Seriously, come over. Who's going to be there?
It's you're going to love the group.
Who?
It's just
Ziggy, Zig, Ziggy.
Ziggs, mm-hmm. Matt, me, Mike, the kids, Bert, Leanne, and Georgia. It's a dream team.
Is there enough crab for us?
10 pounds.
What?
That's what I said, but I ordered 5 and then we got it, and I was like, this doesn't feel like a lot.
And no, because the shells weigh a lot.
Yeah. That's horse shit.
All right. Well, maybe we will if we're actually invited.
Come by. You've never been to Bert's house, right?
Not inside. I've only been outside.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Been into the gym.
Come. It's going to be so nice.
Okay.
It'll be fun. And they'll put on the hot tub.
Duran's in Vegas tonight going to the Grateful Dead.
Oh, in the sphere
thing. Yeah.
He's going to get fucked up.
I mean, it's like a four-hour show.
That's awful.
He's going with his brother.
Oh, well,
and,
that's fun.
And our friend, Sam, Justin Stone, Sam's husband, and a few other, like, dudes.
Oh, Justin's the best.
I love Justin.
I do, too.
He's
good vibes.
He's just, like, fun to, like, chat with. He just gets it.
He does. He's easy. You know what's amazing?
I saw him
at an event, and he just walked into a green room and was like, Cotty Kreischer. I was like, who the fuck remembers people's names?
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
B. I'm like.
How do you know him? From Sunnyside first or from the business?
No, Sunnyside.
Did you know him when you worked
at
the
No, we weren't at the same time.
He wasn't there? Where was he before that?
I have no idea. So I was there a long time ago.
That's true.
17 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Crazy.
That's bananas. Anyway.
Okay, so what else are you going to tell me about your Chardonnay crab legs?
How nice does that sound?
So good.
Just white wine, crab legs, and ice motherfucking cold wine.
Yeah. Icy. Before it freezes.
Literally. The brink of just ice. I want it. I want it to go, oh, I might have a cavity. It's so cold. So, yeah, that's what we're doing tonight. I can't wait. Why does food excite me like that?
What time shall I be there?
That is undecided.
Do you think that they'll want me?
Of course.
Me and Dom.
It's my party.
He's going to skateboard. He has camp, then he's going to skateboard, and then
free. Bring his skateboard over to Bert's.
Yeah, why?
His house is awesome to skateboard. They've got that whole roundabout. The kids throw their scooters.
Does
they go
Ted
like.
Skate?
He tries. Bert got him. Bert and Leanne got him a skateboard for Christmas.
Oh.
He does it on his stomach.
Hmm.
But bring, if he has a scooter and a skateboard, bring those. Oh, what a fun night we're going to have.
What else should I bring?
Oh,
you know what I saw?
Bring a good wine.
Or
champagne. Bring something good.
I really don't like champagne anymore these days.
Neither do I, so bring a wine.
I want to, but then I'm like, I'm bored after like a sip.
Same.
So we're in Napa, and then we went to San Francisco for the day, just because, like, you don't really need more than a day in San Francisco. I'm not, like, it's so boring. We went to Dim Sum, which is bomb. And then I saw this car. It's called Waymo. Have you heard of Waymo?
Is it the passengerless?
Passengerless? Driverless.
I mean, a driverless, whatever.
I'm a passengerless
humanless car. It's a humanless.
It's, you know, it's like outfitted in all these like extra sensors and things. And Duran's like, that's a driverless.
I've seen them a
car
lot.
Service.
In LA.
And I was like, it is. And he's like, yeah, there are tons in. I think San Francisco is the biggest. I think it's San Francisco, L.A. and maybe Phoenix. But I'm obsessed with it because I don't take Ubers
because
I get because if I'm ever going to take an Uber, usually it's. I'm going out with like girlfriends or I'm alone and I'm just like freaks me out, I will do it, but I don't love doing it. But I would feel so comfortable in a like a, and also just like I don't have to interact with them.
I'm tapering off my Celexa, so all the thoughts are coming to me.
What?
I don't know. Just sitting in the back seat and feeling like, be like, surprise, I'm in the trunk.
Like someone's in the trunk? Yeah. What do you mean? Somebody's in there?
Just to assume no one's in the car and then be like,
ah. Oh, really?
Don't you always check the trunk in your Ubers? Like in an SUV, I always check the back seat.
What do you mean? That they know someone's back there? That someone's just like hiding?
Hiding.
That's a weird thought.
Sorry. It's my broken brain, so thanks.
No, sure, fine. Check the trunk, check the back seat, but yeah, get in, I would driverless car.
I thought that
and then you're like on your phone and you're not like, how's the weather? You know what I mean?
No, wait, I thought those cars were doing like the Google Map things.
What do you mean?
You know how Google Map has a car that drives all around town and just constantly videotapes?
Oh.
To get the satellite.
Honestly, maybe they did maybe do that.
I would.
So San Francisco, I downloaded the app. I'm like, this is so cool. Jerome's like, they're in LA. I'm like, I've never seen them in LA.
I've seen them.
I'm obsessed. So in San Francisco, you just download it like Uber and anybody can do it and it goes all over. And it's also like more of a condensed city. LA is so sprawling. So I downloaded it. And so here, when I got home, it was like, you're in LA. They're like, you're outside of our service area. Like it's like West Hollywood. Like I'm like right outside of it.
I'm going to download it.
And then, I'm like, well, even if I was inside the service area, if I wanted to go to Burbank, you know what I mean? So but I guess
then you're stuck there.
I guess in the next few months, it's supposed to explode. So right now. Waymo. You need a referral code, like, because you get on the wait list right now.
Oh.
But I had a referral code. Jerome got me one.
Thanks, guys.
So when I first, so it was like, I'm like, oh, I need a referral code. I can't do it in LA. So then yesterday, Jerome got me a referral code. And I'm like, yes. And then I'm like, oh, well, I'm not really going anywhere in this until they expand their zone.
Try it here. See if we're in a zone.
Well, I'll show you the zone. You can see it.
Oh.
But I'm really excited for it to like blow up because I've heard in the next few months they're going to be everywhere, and I don't even need a car. I'm just going to be Waymoing everywhere.
Seriously, how do you spell it?
WAYMO. Here, this is the thing. Where to, Samantha?
We don't go very many places. Oh, what? Okay.
Like, you could go from Santa Monica to downtown.
Yeah, who does that?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's a pretty limited area.
But.
Why would they go to Skid Row?
How cool when it starts to expand and we can go anywhere.
I can't wait. Wait a minute. Yep. It's like it cuts out right before Brentwood and the Valley.
And also just, I think, for people who are working in the car and on conversations that they don't want anyone to hear.
Like,
I mean, I don't know. I personally love it. I'm sure there's going to be flaws and things that they're going to have to work out along the way. But I love it so much. I
wonder if there have been any accidents.
I'm sure.
You think?
But, like, there's accidents with real human drivers, too. Look at you. Celexa,
I need you to come back for a moment.
Celexa?
Are you there?
Can you put on Waymo, please?
Fuck, I was just going to tell you something.
Celexa.
Oh, fuck it. Celexa is what it is. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go clean. I'm going off my shit.
Just going to go.
I'm going to go clean.
How many days are you?
Into it?
Yeah.
6 days. 6 days into it. Feels good. I mean, for now. I've only cut out a quarter, so it's fine. I just want to know what
it feels
what's like.
Interesting, speaking of meds, Brady brought up that other medication about the not drinking medication.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, randomly, like, her doctor had, like, mentioned it. And I actually need to do some research on it because I'm wondering if it's, like, that Contrave medicine that was supposed to, like, did they tell you it would suppress your appetite?
Yes.
Because it's an anti-craving medication. Yeah. So there was that one called Contrave years ago. I don't know if it's still out, but that was like a similar thing where it was supposed to curb cravings. Duran had tried it, but he got really weird dreams on it. So he was like, didn't want to stay on it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same thing, but yeah, it's the one you're talking about specifically for not drinking.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, you have it?
I have it.
Have you tried it? So then my other question is it supposed to work like if you took it today, is it supposed to work tonight?
Immediately.
It's not like a week later?
Nope.
A friend tried it and a few days in was like, didn't notice a difference and felt like she was in a worse mood than before. But maybe that was because of the
not drinking. No, mine is like, take it on days you don't want to drink.
Oh, so it's like.
Yeah, like instant.
Does it work?
I have no idea. I won't try it without someone else trying it with me.
Well, give me one. Do you have one with you?
No. No, we're not doing it tonight. Tonight I want to drink.
No, like I'll do it tomorrow.
We'll do it for dry August.
Well, I'm fascinated by it.
Dry August, that would be a good
one. I wonder if it really works.
We'll see.
But my point is, obviously, everyone's talking about it because it's like random really? That you brought it up. I mean, and like, and you weren't really looking for like a medication. Like, it's like. It's,
no, and my psychiatrist feels very ahead of the curve with stuff.
Oh, like, it was your psychiatrist.
My psychiatrist is very ahead of the curve because before even Ozempic became a thing, anything, she was like. This was 7 years ago when I was like, I was having panic with Ted. I gained like 20 pounds on Lexapro. I was like, I got to get off this. She's like, hold on, hold a beat, stay on your Lexapro. I want to try something. It's a diabetic drug. And it was, what's it called? It's the pill form. It's,
Rybelsus?
No. It's, what is it called? It starts with an M.
Was it semaglutide?
Kind of. Wait. Diabetic pill. Metformin.
Oh, yes.
So she is like.
Oh, so you tried that?
No, I never tried that either. Oh, but I won't try it. She prescribes it. I just get scared to try
it. But she had suggested
it to
you.
She was like, if you can't lose the weight by focusing on it, she's like, we can always try metformin.
What is metformin exactly?
It's a pill form of it, but it's, I think instead of like. 15% of the weight you lose like 4%.
It's
a more subtle everyday pill you take.
Yeah, it's not like it doesn't seem like it's the GLP-1. It's like it says it's an anti-diabetic medication.
I remember when she mentioned it, I was like, that is wild. She is giving me a pill for diabetics, and I was like, no, it's not that crazy.
Wow, that's interesting,
isn't it?
Yeah,
that was seven years ago. Yeah, 7 years ago.
Well, you know, I mean, all different versions of these drugs have been around for like 20 plus years, you know, which is so interesting. And they're just kind of using them in a little bit of a different
application.
Yeah,
she said this new one, she was like, no side effects.
Yeah.
Take it if you just don't want to have like a bingey weekend of drinking.
I'm just so fascinated to know like what, especially like someone like you who like, you know, I mean, like me, like you, like that likes to drink. And
I drink like a college kid.
Like, I just wonder psychologically, are you going to be like, I just don't want it. Or if you drank it.
I felt like that on Ozempic, though.
That you didn't want it?
No.
Oh. What about on the Jaro?
I felt nothing but panic on that shit. Never again. Rest in peace, Monjaro. Fuck you.
But you did want to drink on that one. More.
Yeah, I wanted to just numb every feeling I was having. It was awful. The devil's shovel. I was like, stop, make it stop.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Monjaro.
Killer Monjaro. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Interesting. I mean, I'll try it with you.
Will you do Dry August with me?
Yeah.
I saw Googly yesterday.
I'm doing Dry August with
you. Okay, good.
Baby?
Shaken.
And let's get Brady on board.
Oh, yeah. Are we cheating if we take that pill for Dry August?
Well, okay. So I don't need to, take the pill to do Dry August. We're doing Dry August.
I'm doing Dry August.
I'm just curious.
I just want to see what it does.
I'm just curious. Yeah.
I'm very curious. They did say some people take it at night because it makes them drowsy. I'm like,
God. It's like, you don't want to drink because you're asleep.
No side effects. Some people tend to take it at night because they pass out. I'm like, oh. Do you think,
like my hair?
I do like your hair.
It's pretty good. Daron was like, I was like, do you like it? He was like, I liked it yesterday. I had just had it colored and it was short for like 3 days. You know, like my normal length. He was like, I liked it better yesterday. I was like, lie to me?
Lie to me?
But then this morning he goes, oh, I like it now that you've slept on it. He's like, I don't like it when it's too done. And I get that, you know, because she had like put waves in it and it's like, looks too.
You're
too,
like, hello.
I'm a doll. Like, it just looks dorky.
Hello,
like,
everyone.
It's like lame if it's too perfect. Like, it doesn't look cool. So then this morning he's like, oh, I do like it. I'm like, are you lying to me now? Because I kind of got mad at him last night. He was like, I'll never lie to you.
Like, sure. So I saw Goglia yesterday. And
Gogley is your
is my nutritionist.
Your nutritionist, just for those who don't listen shit. To every episode.
Philip Goglia is the shit.
Dr. Philip Goglia?
Dr. Philip
Goglia. Is he a doctor?
I think he is, actually.
Okay. All right.
So anyway, I told him about Dry August. He's like, how much are you drinking? He's like, better yet, when do you start drinking? I was like, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And he started laughing. He's like, are you kidding me? I was like, no, why?
Yeah.
He's like, 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
He's like, what are you doing at 4 o'clock? Yeah. I was like, drinking.
Yeah.
I was like, do I have to be doing something else? Yeah. He's like, aren't your kids awake? I was like, don't. It's like, yes, they're awake. Everyone's
they go
awake.
To sleep at 4.
Except me.
Stop it.
Anyway, so yeah, he was like,
what did he say?
He did a blood panel. He's like, I just don't. He's like, all your levels fall in like athlete ranges.
Yeah.
He's like, can you just stay away from the red wine, please? Please, no red wine.
Wait, so what was he just like? Was he appalled by the amount?
No,
and the
he
time
was like, whatever works for you.
Oh.
He's like, just keep it clean.
What are you doing it for?
What are you doing at 4 o'clock? I was like, I've been drinking.
Four to seven, I'm telling you.
That's what I told him. I go, it's the witching hour. It's 4 to 7.
If I make it past 7:30, I don't need anything.
Dry August is going to be tough. I've never done
it. What are we going to do between 4 and 7?
Talk.
Yeah, I know.
Or just obsessively walk on a treadmill or something. I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah.
I'm going to go on a walk around the neighborhood probably.
Yeah. I wish we lived next door to each other.
Do you know what I've been really fed a lot on Instagram, which is like, why is this in my algorithm? Besides King Crab Claws, King Crab Legs, is a dopamine detox. Like, what the fuck? Why am I being fed that?
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I haven't clicked on any links because I
like,
want it to stop.
Is it go off? I mean, is it like don't do anything that's giving you a dopamine hit?
Yeah.
I mean, shopping can give you a dopamine hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. Coffee.
So what does that mean? Just be lactose?
I don't know. Everyone's like, it changed my life. I was like, get out of my shit. I like my dope hits.
What does that mean, dopamine detox?
Oh, you know what? I do say that a lot. Maybe my phone hears it.
Oh.
That I need a dopamine hit. Then I shop. I go onto like Amazon and dick around a little bit.
Mm,
I can always find something to buy on there.
Amazon is like has the craziest knockoffs, like you said. I mean, like even
fucking
I mean
crazy.
I know we've discussed that before, but even like
oh my shoes
I'm
came.
Like, whoa,
those
oh,
little
and?
Panther pussy
yeah,
shoes.
Yeah,
they came.
You like them?
Yeah, they look pretty good.
Amazing, amazing.
I mean,
I love it.
Yeah, they look pretty good. Not gonna lie.
Wow. And you didn't want to show them to me?
I thought I FaceTimed you. Did I not?
No.
I mean, I'm nowhere to wear
them. All you did was send me a photo of yourself like 40 pounds heavier.
Can you fucking believe that
photo? Were
you
40 pounds heavier?
No, 22. 22 pounds heavier.
Whoa. You look like you're 40 pounds thinner now.
I was pretty heavy in that photo. And I remember getting that bathing suit top being like, I have found her. She hides everything. It was a balloon. And then Annie sent me a picture of me pregnant right after I had Lola. And it's one of the most depressing photos of myself I've ever seen.
Why?
Just because I look like I've just given up on life.
Mm.
We'll post this one too. You know. It's not great. But we'll post both. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Fuck it. Here she is. There you go. Enjoy. Look at Lola hanging off my arm.
That is not you.
That's me.
No, it's not.
Samantha, that is me. That is me with black
hair. No, it
is not. I swear to God.
That doesn't.
That's me, girl.
No, it's not.
Yes, look
at my. I see the necklace is yours, but that does not. That's like a body double.
Wait, why do you not think it's me?
Your face, it looks like you're like a teen mom. Like you look 16, but like a heavy, heavy 16-year-old.
Well, I'd rather be a...
You need help.
I'd rather be a very
so,
thin
oh,
mummy.
My kids are coming back tomorrow. I'm so excited.
Oh.
I miss them so much. 2 weeks already has gone by.
That flew.
I know. They come back tomorrow. I miss them so much. It's crazy.
Do you really?
Yes. So, okay. Here's the thing, which I will prep you. If Teddy goes to sleepaway camp, we will need to get correspondence in place, right? So... Only Luca of my three has gone to sleepaway camp before. And he went to Canada and it was like, you know, I wasn't doing international posting letters. And we kind of agreed like, look, if you need to call me, like they'll let you call if you have to talk to me, whatever. But we're not like corresponding because they're not on computers, whatever. So here Ezra said, so Ezra and Luca went, and Ezra was like, his cousins have gone. He's like, you know, Auntie Amanda would send pre-written letters with the cousins, and they would read them and if they were missing her and whatever, and then also do some pre-addressed envelopes so I can send you some letters. It's like, cute. Cool. Yeah. So I wrote him a few cute little notes, and then I pre-addressed a few letters that he could send me, and of course, I've gotten nothing from Luca. And then I got two letters from Ezra on the same day. One post-dated July 2nd, and one post-dated, like, July 7th or they were like 5 days apart, but because of the holiday, like I got them both on the same day. Mm-hmm. So I opened the first one, and on one side, it's a letter that had been scratched out with pencil. And it was like, dear mommy, I miss you, but I actually am having a great time. The food's amazing. You know, I love you so much, Ezra. And then it was like all scratched out. On the other side, it says, dear mommy, I'm very homesick. Please pick me up. And then literally it was like, I love you so much. And I was like, oh my God, he wrote this like 5 days ago. So then the next one comes and it was like, dear mommy, I love you so much. I think about you every night. I still want to get picked up, but I'm doing a little bit better. I'd feel so much relief if you could write me back this time. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
So then Sam, whose kids are there too, was like, wait, you're not emailing them every day? So meanwhile, all these kids are getting emails that they print out in the morning and like give to the kids. And like Ezra's sitting there with like nothing from me.
Did you email him last night?
So now, for the last 3 days, I've emailed him and Luca. So basically, I think the idea is that you email them. They don't really email you back unless you specifically ask, scan their handwritten response to me and email it to me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they
maybe... That's a lot of work counselors.
But to think... Yeah, exactly. But to think that you're just writing to them and they don't write back. But yeah. I guess that makes them feel good. So I'm like, oh my God, Sam was like... making so much fun of me because I didn't know. I just, like, there was no sort of pre-camp talk about how we're going to correspond, you know? Yeah. Luca, I'm sure, is fine, doesn't care. And so the last one, so I wrote him a few, and then the last one I go, dear Banks.
Oh, yeah.
Because for everyone who doesn't know, Ezra's middle name is Banks. And at Dom's birthday, he told Cotty that he wants to start going by Banks, which... We almost named him for his first name. So
he said, if they just named me Banks, fire. I was like, I feel you, bud.
So Cotty was like, just start going by Banks.
Yeah. I was like, you're going to camp. This is the perfect time to introduce yourself as Banks.
Yeah.
And screw it. If you want to be E-Banks, be E-Banks. Who cares?
E-Banks. I love it. So the last one I addressed to Banks just for fun. But so it's been...
Oh, bless his heart.
I think he looks like he's having fun now, but in the pictures, because, you know, there's facial recognition and they'll tag when they, you know, some of them they don't tag if your kid's face is like inside, but they'll be like, oh, we've tagged a picture of Ezra, we've tagged a picture of, and like Luke is clearly like living his best life. And then in the pictures of Ezra, it's like.
He's like.
And Ron and I are like, oh God, he doesn't look, he doesn't really look happy.
So, you know, Dom's not going to go for that shit.
I don't want him to. I don't think I can handle like having them all gone.
No, you need to just keep Dom home or keep Ezzy home.
Oh my God, somebody. So we'll see. So tomorrow I'll get a full report and then I'll circle back and we'll
how do they get home? A bus?
You know what? Maybe they should both come back on when we're back in town and and we can discuss
regroup the camping.
I think that would be interesting
from a kid's point of view,
right?
Yeah.
So it's been.
I always thought like bad kids went to boarding school and bad kids went to camp.
Oh, you've been a baddie, and now you're going to camp.
They're like, you're going to camp for the summer.
You know, it does feel a bit like that in the weirdest way. Not that they're bad, but I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's like, why would you not want your kid for 2 weeks? Like, if I had a parent in town or somewhere close that
some
would
go for like 8 weeks.
I know. On the East Coast. But if like my parents would take my kids for a night or two, I feel like it just recalibrates them and you. Yeah. But 2 weeks, I'm like, I don't need this. Like, when he was writing the letters, he like did the return address, like it, Sanger, California, and I'm like, it's like he's an inmate.
It's in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in Sanger, California, Fresno.
Can we just do a weekend camp?
I would love that, because seriously, like I was ready for them to leave. They were driving me a bit crazy because I think I told you they were a little anxious and it was coming out in weird ways.
Yeah.
Like they weren't. They were extra, like, and I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for you guys to leave. But I think they were just, like, anxious about it, too.
Yeah, probably.
But all it takes is one or two nights, and you're like, ugh. You know? Just to recalibrate.
We should become each other's camps.
Yeah.
Like, you take the kids for a weekend.
Except Lola might, like, bitch slap me.
Lola's totally into Sammy.
Is she?
What do you think she's doing?
I love it. Putting hair in.
Ugh, I got pictures from Dominic's surprise party, and she's doing the pinata with, like, one long rat tail.
I love how you were like, keep it. You left the rat tail at my house. You're like, keep it. I'm like, I'm good.
Ugh, lowly.
Isn't that part of your set?
Yeah. Oh. I've got so many pieces.
You do?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
You know me.
Hair queen.
I found this other thing on Instagram. Here, I'm going to send these
look
to Sandra
at you
now.
All poor osoed out.
Poor. Can I say something? They make the best gear. I love their branding.
What else do I need of theirs?
These workout shirts, like
yeah,
Westerwick,
Luca would love that.
They're awesome.
Can I get one tonight?
The Recovery
Club. Oh, amazing!
Right.
Wait, can I have one?
Yeah.
Do they have extra?
They have these. They have, you know, those solo cups that are like double insulated, like the hard
yeah.
ones.
Mm-hmm.
They have those.
Oh, reusable ones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That stay ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
They have those. They've got the hat. The shirts are amazing.
Luca tried to steal the hat from me.
Did he? We'll get you some Poroso's gear tonight. Yeah. But everything they make is so good. I love these workout shirts.
Really cute.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, wait. So I found this thing on Instagram that I really want. Because we can't afford to build a pool just yet. So I found these. Have you heard of sofa pools?
Sofa pools?
Yeah.
No, what is it?
They are inflatable sofa pools. So these popped up in my algorithm last night, and I was like, I need one immediately. Mm-hmm. Just to hold us over until we put a pool in next year. Because
mm-hmm.
our new house is so hot. So we'll post this link. They're fucking fascinating, but I'm afraid AI created them. Because if you post it, nothing comes up.
You mean if you go looking for it?
Yeah. Aren't they awesome? Like, I don't want to get in a pool.
Wait, what do you mean? You have a pool, though.
Right now I do. But when we move, we're not going to have a pool yet.
Why?
Because we're holding off a year to do the pool.
Wait, you just said that, but why?
Because just for funds, liquid cash.
Oh, but you know exactly where it's going.
Yeah.
And it's already like, yeah, because you need to make sure you plan for that now. Yeah.
I don't know why I like them so much.
It's AI.
It is AI, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, I knew it. Ugh, that sucks.
These inflatable sofa pools would be incredible for hanging out on a hot summer day and no need for a swimsuit.
Bitch, please. you need a fucking swimsuit. Unless you're wearing, like, Dukes going in there.
Is this what you were thinking of getting Dom for his birthday?
No. I was going to get him the giant crocodile from Costco.
Which one?
It's a water slide.
Water slide?
A water slide.
Wait, what happened to that?
Ted already ordered Dom something.
Oh, speaking of Costco...
Yes.
Obsessed. I got the skeleton that's crawling out of the grass.
I've been waiting to talk to you about this. So you bought the skeleton?
And did you see the werewolf?
Is it there yet?
What?
It's at the store?
The werewolf?
Yeah.
I don't know. I ordered the skeleton, but I want the werewolf too. Did you see the werewolf?
No, I've been calling like weekly to see when it's going to hit.
The werewolf?
Yeah.
Wait, you saw it on Instagram though?
Of course I did.
Oh my God, I need it.
I need the werewolf.
Okay, well, will you get me one?
Of course. Okay. Whoever finds it first, okay. Whoever's free when it hits
stores.
Well, because
it let me order, I could order the skeleton online.
How much did you pay for it online? It's so much more expensive online.
It was like an extra like $75.
Yeah, but it's delivered to you.
And there's no delivery fee. So it's kind of worth it for me. I mean, I don't like.
So I bought a piece of furniture from them,
yeah.
which is like going viral
yeah.
all over.
Yeah.
And I went
we
to
need
go.
We the werewolf.
Oh, I'm buying the werewolf. I am buying that werewolf. Bert and Leanne went there the other day.
Looking for it?
Looking for crab legs.
Yeah. Oh, they have the best crab legs.
They're sold out.
They didn't have any?
Nope.
Weird.
Leanne said they had a few, but they were like.
the nuclear ones?
Yes. They were like made in a warehouse. They were like, hello. So yeah, that said.
Okay. I do love how Costco's though are Costco, going like head to head with Home
Costco's
Depot.
Amazing.
They're like, we gonna go big.
So I bought this. this was in store and I was like, oh, I like it. And then I keep seeing it everywhere online. It's like this South Carolina blue. I love that.
Oh, that's kind of the color of the bar that I'm doing at Luca's Bar Mitzvah.
Yeah.
It's like a circular baby blue bar. It's
so cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it great? So I went in and I bought it. But I looked for it online. In store, it was $4.99. Online, it was $7.99. I was like, I don't need to pay someone $300.
Wait. Go back. What'd you say?
In store, to buy it in store,
it
was $4.99.
Yeah.
Online, it was $7.59.
From Costco?
Yeah. So if you buy stuff in store, it's way cheaper.
No, I know. I saw the price. It was $2.50 in store, the skeleton, and it was $3.25 to order it. And for me, I
$3.25, yeah.
I can, like, for $75 for to get it delivered to me, great.
How do we find out when the werewolf hits?
Sometimes it feels like somebody's watching me. I mean, I want it so bad.
Whoa.
7 foot.
It's 7 feet tall.
I went shopping for a chicken and a 7 foot animated werewolf. That's what someone wrote.
Wait. How do we find out when it hits stores? I'm dying.
This is in store. I mean.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, not in our store.
No, not in our store, no. What have you done to find it?
When does the Costco werewolf hit stores? The newest Costco, it's $2.50 in stores and is outdoor rated.
Someone said, I could hear it all over the store. It took me a bit to connect the sound since I did not see the werewolf right off. That's funny.
Like, what in the world? Where is this?
I don't know, but
this is what gives me panic. I hate this.
Why? Why don't you just call? Why don't you just call, like, the 1-800 number and be like,
that ripped Home Depot werewolf has become the new Halloween flex.
Yeah. Yeah.
I found it.
No, you did not.
I did.
Where?
Hold on.
On Costco?
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on.
You did not. You're lying.
Remember when I found the skeletons and I called you? I'm like, I ordered four under different names.
Yeah. That was amazing. You know, my whole neighborhood, like, gets so excited
because it's awesome.
Yeah. They're like, please.
The page you've been redirected to is the Costco members located in California. If you looks like you're located. Yes. Continue. That's not him.
Is it the costume?
It's a teddy bear. That's not him, right?
No, that's not him.
He's only $99. Halloween animated werewolf. Uh-oh. This is him, Sam. Out of stock, thank God.
Where?
At Costco.
What do you mean out of stock?
This teddy bear's out of stock.
Oh, yeah, we don't want that.
Hell no.
Maybe he's not in California yet.
I wonder.
Should we call the customer service?
Bitch, I've been doing it all week.
Customer service? Mm-hmm. What'd they say?
I was like, do you see the werewolf in store? They're like, excuse me? I'm like, do you see the Halloween werewolf in store? They're like, no, it hasn't come yet. We have some Halloween stuff, but we haven't seen the werewolf.
What?
I was like, can you keep me posted? They're like, no, ma'am, we can't. You're going to have to keep calling.
No, ma'am, we can't.
But they get shipments. I know because I've.
Should we call the membership and warehouse right now?
Do the Van Nuys store. Because if we have them at Van Nuys, I'll grab two boxes, have them loaded into the Wagoneer, and I'll drop it in our garage.
Did you see Despicable Me 4?
We did.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's. I'm grossed out by cockroaches, so.
There's cockroaches in it?
Like the villain turns into a cockroach. And then can turn anyone else into a cockroach. And then I was sitting. See, I'm itching right now. Then I was sitting in the theater thinking about it, and roaches really grossed me out. Like, I can handle snakes, I can handle spiders, I can handle anything. Roaches, I would move out of my house.
Mm.
They get under my skin. They are the filthiest little fuckers. Ugh.
In Napa, when we were in Napa, there were, like, huge beetles. Huge
itchy,
beetles.
Itchy.
And they had, like, I don't think they were cockroaches, but they maybe like June bugs. I don't know. They were big beetles, and they had like almost like serrated like antennas.
You know, Ted's allergic to the juice on them. you know how Sunnyside's all their classes are named after bugs?
Yeah.
Mike and I were laughing so hard the other morning. We're like, what if they renamed them like the filthiest bugs on earth?
The flies.
Like flies, fleas,
gnats,
cockroaches, crabs.
Like all fire gross ants. Insects.
All gross fire insects. Ants. Termites.
Termites. Termites.
The littlest
Are you
kids
in the termite
should be.
Class?
I'm finally a termite.
That's so funny. So when do you think you'll be into your house? When are you planning to like set
I'm
up shop?
I'm still itching from that conversation. I'm hoping September, October. The final inspection was done on the back house and they're sealing it in now. So that's a good sign.
Okay.
So that means drywall. Like then it's just finishing touches, cabinets.
Oh, so do you know that I didn't get permits for like all my work I did in my backyard?
Why? Well, you don't plan on selling that house, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so basically...
Permits would have taken forever.
So listen, so during, I think it was like 2021, we had set out with this landscape architect, and we had, we paid her so much money. It was going to be way bigger, way different. We laid out like everything, the entire yard, the deck, the garden, I mean, everything. And we did soil testing, civil engineering, like all the stuff you have to do in order to even apply for the permits. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I think their excuse was like, it's taking extra long. We're working on skeleton crew. You know, there's not that many people. These permits are taking extra long. So they came back and were like, because I guess I'm in Mulholland Scenic District, which is like super annoying because they're very like fussy about stuff. And came back. Where they were like, oh, this deck, you can't create more than 800 square feet of shade with a deck if you're in this district, whatever. Oh, okay. And so we went back and forth, and we just, like, they didn't say no, but we were, like, tweaking things. And then finally, like, we were just waiting to start, and I was hammering her on so hard. Like, it's been 2 years. It was 2 years later. We hadn't started. So finally, he's like, well, I'm just going to start with, you know, the bottom of my hillside was already pretty flat.
Yeah.
And he was like, we're just going to start. With like a sport court at the bottom.
Yeah.
Because we're not really excavating. I mean, we did a little retaining wall, but so that actually that answers your question. Remember when you were like, I didn't think that would be the first thing you did? That was kind of
that's why.
That ended up being the first thing we did. But it did become bigger than we thought it was going to
be.
Anyway, just got a letter in the mail. Like, worst nightmare was basically like, it's the city.
Oh, fuck.
And they're like, you were in breach of code. You don't have permits for, you know, A, B, C, and D.
What's that mean?
I don't know. So basically, I have to pay a fine because, okay, so there's like, we'll see. And I'm hopeful that it's not going to be horrible. I mean, listen, I'm not going to live in that house forever. I'm going to sell it. I think it's going to be better for me that I have permits when I go to sell it.
Yeah.
But in reality, aside from the court that we added, the middle deck part is kind of the only real deck we added. That side was already there.
Yeah.
And then... the grass was kind of already there. We just pushed it out a few feet. So I don't think we added more than the 800 square feet, but at the end of the day, I'd like to have the permits, but now I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, they might say, put another caisson in, you know, put another whatever. So that's the boat I'm in.
Did Duran freak out at all?
And he never freaks out.
No, he's like, okay.
He's like, I mean,
he's knows.
Seen, I mean, with the business that he runs, I feel like, you know, he's there's been so many like,
yeah.
Like, we'll get a lawyer if we have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also we'll comply. I mean, we'll do, I mean, I think it's all up to code and we might have to pay more for the permit because, you know, we're doing it after the fact, but like, whatever. Like, I mean, I really do think it's all really well done. And I don't think we didn't go with those original plans. We really scaled it back.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. But I mean, I'm like, oh gosh, another thing to deal with.
It's a pain in the ass to have that looming over you, though. Yeah. Okay, so next week, we're going to have Kamala on.
Oh, yeah.
My friend Cam.
Yeah.
She's so fun.
But wait. Oh, yes. I am here. Yes.
You're perfect. Here.
I'm here.
Yeah. She had brain cancer, brain tumor, right after having a baby.
You always bring on, like, people
fucking
with, like,
wild.
Crazy
no,
shit.
No, she is so... talk about drinking like you're in college. She is so much fun.
Yeah.
So her kid and my kid are now on the same, like, Little League team.
Yeah.
That you do these like 2 hour practices twice a week and then like games all weekend. So we alternate and we pack coolers.
Yeah.
And we made it our mission to like every week, every day, every practice, we're trying different beverages.
Is she the actor? Mm-mm. Oh, who was your friend that was the actor that you wanted? us to talk to?
I don't know. I have a friend that's an actor.
Remember?
Oh, Nikki.
Yeah.
She's my Goglia contact. Oh, now, this is my drinking buddy.
Oh, okay,
this
cool.
This is Kamala. She's my drinking buddy. So she's like, I think we need to go through more cans. So far, we've narrowed down our top two.
Of what?
Canned beverages.
Oh, what are they?
We'll share it next week.
Like, are we talking weed beverages or we're talking like just canned?
Alcoholic
canned. Mm-hmm. Fascinating, because I don't really think any of them are that good.
Well, because you haven't tried the good ones.
So she should bring them in next week.
We're going to bring a sample of each one in.
Okay.
And we're all going to try them.
How many have you tried, if you had to guess? Like 10?
Oh, easily. More than that. More than that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, we're just at the point where we're going to show up practice and be like,
you like them?
I'd never sit home and drink them.
I was just going to say, like, you like them for the convenience. Okay.
Like, there's nothing to do. For 2 hours in a stand, it's pretty bad.
Baseball's so boring.
Yeah. You just sit there.
So boring.
Yeah. You should come to one.